This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattoo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi today and launch projects worth around 6,100 crore rupees. He'll reach Kashi at around 2 p.m. and will inaugurate the R.J. Sankara Eye Hospital. Thereafter, at around 4:15 p.m., the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects at Sigra Stadium in Varanasi. In line with his commitment to boost connectivity, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for the expansion of the airport runway and construction of a new terminal building and allied works of the Lal Bahadur Shastri International Airport, Varanasi, worth Rs. 2,870 crores. He'll also lay the foundation stone of the new civil enclave at Agra, Darbhanga and Baghdogra Airport and will inaugurate new terminal buildings of the Rewa Airport, Ma Mahamaya Airport, Ambikapur and Sarsawa Airport, virtually. The Prime Minister will inaugurate phases 2 and 3 of the redevelopment of the Varanasi Sports Complex worth over 210 crore rupees under the Khelo India scheme and the Smart City Mission. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the newly built Rewa Airport in Madhya Pradesh through video conferencing today. Rewa is the sixth airport of the state after Bhopal, Jabalpur, Khajuraho, Indore and Gwalior in Madhya Pradesh. The airport has been built at a cost of 450 crore rupees. Built on 102 hectares of land, this airport is in accordance with the needs for up to 50 years. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will establish a committee to address the stark disparity between farm gate prices and retail costs of horticulture produce. Addressing an agricultural conference in New Delhi, he said, while farmers sell vegetables at 5 rupees a kilo, consumers end up paying 50 rupees and this gulf needs to narrow down. Mr. Chauhan also unveiled plans to launch Krishi Chopal next month, an initiative aimed at bridging the lab-to-land gap in agricultural research. He emphasized upon the need to optimize the functioning of over 730 Krishi Vigyan Kendras across India, highlighting concerns about their fragmented management under various authorities, including ICAR, universities and state governments. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan will be on a seven-day visit to Singapore and Australia beginning today. The visit is expected to foster collaboration, participation and synergy in critical areas of mutual interest in education. On the first leg of his two-day visit to Singapore, Mr. Pradhan will address members of the Indian diaspora today. Mr. Pradhan will meet the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, and Deputy Prime Minister Gan Kim Yong and other senior leaders tomorrow. An explosion has been reported outside a Central Reserve Police Force school in Delhi's Rohini this morning. The Delhi police has reached the spot where the school wall was found damaged with a foul smell. The glasses of a nearby shop and a car park near the shop were found damaged. Police said that no one was injured in the incident. The investigation team, forensic science laboratory team and bomb disposal squad have reached the spot. The police said the investigation into the incident is still underway. At least 12 people were killed in a road accident last night on the national highway in Rajasthan's Dholpur. The incident occurred when a sleeper bus and an auto rickshaw collided. Most of the deceased were children and women. All the victims were returning from a wedding ceremony. In order to strengthen India-Russia business ties, the Embassy of India in Moscow hosted an India-Russia business-to-business networking dinner for Indian delegates of the BRICS Business Forum. Indian Ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, met with over 80 industry leaders from India and Russia, exploring trade and investment potential and strategic partnerships. In men's cricket, chasing a target of 107 runs, New Zealand were 21 for 1 in their second innings against India when reports last came in on the fifth day of the Bengaluru test. Yesterday, India scored 462 runs in their second innings, taking a lead of 106 runs. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand will face South Africa in the summit clash at the Dubai International Stadium this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.